HarperCollins presents The Secret Agent by Elizabeth Hobbs. Read by Helen Keeley. Chapter 1. An Unknown Location, 1944.
My name is Sylvie Duchesne, and I am a dancer.
Liar!
The voice cut through Sylvie's protestations with the violence of a whip.
Tell me the truth. Tell me your mission.
Sylvie licked her dry lips and swallowed before answering, hoping the small delay would give her time to keep her voice even.
I've already told you this.
She craned her head in the direction she believed the voice was coming from.
I am Sylvie Duchesne.
She heard footsteps and sensed the man come closer. When he spoke, his mouth was close to her ear. The sensation of his breath on her neck made her hair stand on end and her skin crawl.
You are a liar,
he said, his voice lower and harsher.
We've been watching you for weeks. You are working with the Allied forces. You are a member of the Resistance. Admit the truth.
A hand slammed onto the table Sylvie was seated at. She jumped in alarm, but her hands were securely cuffed behind her, and the chair was pushed close, giving her little room to move.
Admit it. We know who recruited you.
Another thump on the table. From the change in tone, it sounded like a fist now, rather than an open-palmed slap. Sylvie wondered how soon it would be before the next thing to be on the receiving end of that hand would be Sylvie herself. She'd already been slapped harshly when she had fought against the two soldiers who had dragged her from her bed. They'd cuffed her and put a heavy cloth bag over her head, then carried her kicking and screaming from the building. She had been thrown into the back of a car and driven for what felt like miles to wherever she had been brought, dragged into a cell and commanded to stand under blindingly fierce lighting while she was bellowed at repeatedly. After an hour or more, her legs threatened to give way. When she had been taken from that cell and shoved roughly onto the wooden chair, it had almost come as a relief.
What you say is not true, she said as firmly as she could manage.
Silence. Sylvie tensed, holding her breath. The next voice to speak was new. Also male, but higher than the first, and with a much more pronounced German accent to his French. Sylvie imagined him to be younger than his colleague.
Your whole network has been captured. Even now your associates are admitting the truth under interrogation. Tell me the truth, and your life might be spared.
There is no network, Sylvie insisted. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a dancer.
You are a liar and a whore, Fraulein. Your circuit was betrayed. Perhaps you were the one responsible.
The second voice was quieter now, but more menacing for it. Sylvie almost denied she would do such a thing, but caught herself. Protesting she was not a traitor would be tantamount to admitting there was someone to betray. Another chill raced up her back. That had been too close, but she was becoming too disoriented to think straight. She shivered, partially from fear, but also because wherever she had been taken was close to freezing, and she was still dressed in her nightgown. She flattened her bare foot against the floorboard, grounding herself with the sensation of the wood knots against her toes. She had been dragged from her bed without any idea of what time it was. But her sleep had felt so unusually deep, she wondered if she had been drugged. She tried to remember everything her training had covered about arrest and interrogation. Admit nothing. Deny all knowledge.
Tell us what you know of Icarus,
the first voice commanded.
Is that a nightclub?
Sylvie asked.
Not one I've ever danced at.
Her reward for the deliberately insolent answer was a ringing slap across her cheek, and she got...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?